today at Toy Rabbi Yitzchak Kusnas.
Yeah, good morning. Sorry, I apologize for the delay. We're standing now, Yud Aleph Av today, Yud Aleph Av, we're Tisha B'Av yesterday. And the next Moed is not Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, rather it's Tesvav Av, on Thursday, I think Tesvav Av, it's a Moed. Friday or Thursday, no? You're right. Yes, Friday, sorry, apologize. Friday. Now, there's famously a Mishnah at the end of Tainis, the last Perek of Tainis, Perek Revi, the first Mishnah in Perek Revi of Tainis. Lohoyu Yomim, Omar Abishim Gamliel. Lohoyu Yomim Tevim Leisrael Kechamisha Osar Be'av Uchayom Kippur. There weren't Yom Tovim to Israel as Tesvav Av and Yom Kippur. And then the Mishnah brings Shabuhem Benois Yerushalayim Yetzes Bekli Lovon Shalei Levayesh. It was a big simcha, it was a time. And they were Koiveya, this Shidduch thing on Yom Kippur and on... Yeah, we can't imagine that exactly how Yom Kippur is like. So it was a bit of a different Ma'alik then. Yom Kippur and Tesvav Av, that's when they fixed these times. Now the Gemara explains why they chose these days to fix, that's how the Rambam learns. Why did they choose these days to fix this simcha that the girls used to go out to the kromim, to dance? And the Gemara says different reasons. What is special? The last daf. Oh, Bishlema Yom Kippurim. So Yom Kippurim is taking a very happy day. Mishum de'is be'slicho mechila. Yom Shenitnu Boi Luchos Achroinos was the day that the second Luchos were given. Elo Tesvav Av, Mayhi. What is special about Tesvav Av? The Gemara says different reasons. Some of the reasons are to do with Hutru Shvotim Lovei Zebazeh, Binyomin was Mutru Lovei Bekol. What's Negea to us, the Gemara brings a term. Omar, Rav Rabachana, Rav Yochanan, what is Tesvav Av? Yom Shekolu Boi Meisei Midbor. The day that the people in the midbar after 40 years finished dying, the Omar Mar actually kolu meis midbar lohoyu debur im Moshe. Till the people died, all the people between 20 and 60 years old that died during the 40 years, Hakadosh Baruch Hu didn't speak to Moshe. Shenema vayika asher tamu kol anshei hamilchama lamus, when they all ended dying, vayidaber Hashem elai. Then Hakadosh Baruch Hu spoke to me. That means that for 40 years from the first 1 or 2 years, there was a kirva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, to Bnei Yisrael. Right, we had the Kabbalah Satoira, we had the Mishkan. Once you had the Chet HaMeraglim, which the Chet HaMeraglim, just to get the history right, Chet HaMeraglim was in the second year. They came up Pesach. A year later, means another Pesach. And then the Chet HaMeraglim was on Tisha B'Av. That's when the Meraglim came, and that's when Bnei Yisrael cried the whole night. And since then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't speak to Moshe till the end of the 40 years. Vayika shel tamu, this apostle in I think last week's parsha in Dvorim, Perek Beis, right? Very good. Oh, very good. So he did speak, right. Yeah, it's a good time. He did speak, but not with such a chibur. Very good. So we want to try and explain what is a bit of a avona, what is a negea to us a little bit, the Tesvav Av. What is the simcha of Tesvav Av, which is negea to us? What is our avoida? What can we work on? It seems to be, and a bit more than that, it seems to be from the Mishnah. Earlier in the Mishnah, it speaks about Tisha B'Av and Shivosor B'Tamuz. Just before that, the Mishnah says, Chamisha Dvorim Eros Aveseinu B'Shivosor B'Tamuz, V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. And then the Gemara lists out what were the five in Shivos of Tammuz. Yeah, we all know them. Nishtar Ba'alucho, Yisbatel HaTomid, of Koir. B'Tisha B'Av, there was also five things. Nigzar Alav Yisein, Shlo Yikonsu Le'oretz. And it seems to be that connected that comes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and he says, Lohoi Yom Tom Lisroa B'Chamish HaOsar B'Av V'Koyem HaKippurim. So it seems that the opposite of Shivos of Tammuz and Tisha B'Av is Tes Vav and Yom Kippur. Right? And in the times of the year, it seems like that. Yeah, that you have Tisha B'Av, then comes Chamisha Asar B'Av to that's the connected, that's the positive side of the Tisha B'Av. And then in Av, yeah, two things in Av, one is the bad side and one is the good side, so to speak. And then comes Yom Kippur. How are the two connected? In what context can we understand that? And how is it nagia to us? Try a little bit to take up as a thought that we can shtelzu to us. Well, what is Bechlal, this two Be'av? It's very unclear. It doesn't say anything about it. I actually saw in the Pri Tzadik, Rab Tzadok HaKoyen, that he finds a posuk for it. There's a posuk. I can't remember the posuk is bought. I think it's actually bought in this mission, a part of this posuk. But he finds a hint in the posuk for this. Maybe so, let me find it. At the end of that Mishnah, the Mishnah brings a posuk. And he wants to say, unlike the Radak or whatever, that it refers to this two Be'av. Oh, Tzeno Ro'eno, famous part of Mishir HaShirim. Tzeno Ro'eno Benoi Tzien V'Amelech Shloimoi Ba'ator Shitro Lo'imo B'Yoyim Chasunosoi U'B'Yoyim Simchas Liboi. B'Yoyim Chasunosoi is a Matan Toiro U'B'Yoyim Simchas Liboi is a Binyan Beis Hamikdash Shibonu B'Mero B'Yomeinu. So he says, oh, so Rashi says Zeh Matan Toiro, not Vov Sivan, not Shavuos. Zeh Matan Toiro Yoyim HaKippurim Shenidnu Bo Iluchos Achroinis. So Rashi doesn't say, what about the other one? What's Yom Simchas Liboi, the Binyan Beis Hamikdash? So Pashtus, it refers to the future Binyan Beis Hamikdash. But the Rav Tzadok HaKoyen wants to say that it refers to Tu Be'av. That on Tisha B'Av we had the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Tu B'Av is a day which is Mesugal for the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Although a Metz Hashem could be built any day, but it's a special day which is going to be the Aschol of the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. It doesn't have any hint here. So what can we try and see something to do with it? So just to start with Shivos or Betamuz and Tisha B'Av. The two Shivos or Betamuz and Tisha B'Av, which the Mishnah lists out, the five things happened on Shivos or Betamuz, five things happened on Tisha B'Av. So famously we know that Shivos or Betamuz was Hovka or Ir, and on Tisha B'Av there was a Churban Beis Hamikdash. It's very well known that the Beis HaLevi, at the end of Parshas Bo, he brings a medrash, very famous Beis HaLevi, Kedai to see it. I'll go similar to how he says it, but a little bit different, slightly different. What I heard from my Rabbeim, Rabbi David Cohen, from Shivas Chevron, and others. He brings a medrash Eichel, begin a medrash Eichel, bepsicha in a medrash of medrash Eichel, Rabbi Yitzchok Posach. Boishnu kishamanu cherpo. It's a posuk. Boishnu kishamanu cherpo. Kises oklim oponeinu. We were embarrassed. Kishamanu cherpo, because we heard the embarrassing, insulting things. Kises oklim oponeinu, and embarrassment, shame covered our face. Boishnu says Rabbi Yitzchok. Boishnu kishamanu cherpo zet shivos or betamuz. Kises oklim oponeinu zet Tisha B'Av. There's two types of shame that the posuk speaks about over here. Embarrassment. One is Shivos or Betamuz, and one is Kikis of Lemon is Tisha B'Av. So we have the two things again, Shivos or Betamuz and Tisha B'Av. The pasuk carries on, Kibo Zorim al Mikdashei Hashem. What were we embarrassed about? That we heard that strangers came upon the Bote Mikdash. The two Bote Mikdash says, Rabbi Yitzchok, Ze, Churban Rishon v'Churban Sheni. Mikdashei Hashem. Two Mikdashim, Bayit Rishon and Bayit Sheni. Says the Beis HaLevi, now it's not very clear in the drasha, but says the Beis HaLevi that the two are corresponding to each other. That Shivos or Betamuz and Tisha B'Av, which is how we're starting off, Boishnu Kishamanu Cherpo is Shivos or Betamuz and Kisar Kalima is Tisha B'Av, those are connected Churban Bayis Rishon and Churban Bayis Sheni. That means, in other words, although we always know that the two Churbanos happened on Tisha B'Av, they're both Bayis Rishon and both Bayis Sheni, that's what the Mishnah says. Is it counted as two? Is it counted as one? I think it's counted as one of the five things that happened on Tisha B'Av בתשע באב ניגזר לאביסן של קונסל לאורץ, וחורף הבייס בראשונו ובשניום. It's two things. Two things that happen on Tisha B'Av is Chuban Bayis Rishon and Chuban Bayis Sheni. However, in this Medrash, it seems to be that it's dividing the two, that Shivos or Betamuz is connected more to the Chuban Bayis Rishon, and Tisha B'Av is connected more to the Chuban Bayis Sheni. And the Beis Halevi goes on to explain why is it that the Chuban Bayis Rishon is connected to Shivos or Betamuz, and Chuban Bayis Sheni is connected to Tisha B'Av. So the yesod of what he says, and this is what we want to take out from him, is he says like this. He says, what happened in Shivos or Betamuz? Let's go back to the origin. Let's go back to the source. Where is the first time that we meet Shivos or Betamuz and Tisha B'Av? The first time that we see it is in the Midbar. What happened in Shivos or Betamuz? The Chet HaEgel. What happened on Tisha B'Av? The Chet HaMeraglim. So we have these two Chatoim, the Chet HaEgel happening on Shivos or Betamuz, and the Chet HaEgel happening on Tisha B'Av. And that's the Shoyrish, that's the Yisoid of what came from that, through that. So the Chuban Bayis Rishon is connected to the Chet HaEgel, and the Chuban Bayis Sheni is connected to the Chet HaMeraglim. And the Beis Halevi goes on to explain why he says, let's just take a little piece from what he says. He says that the Chet HaEgel, it says that only the Erev Rav did the Chet HaEgel. Now what did Klal Yisrael? They were shoysek. They allowed them to do the Chet HaEgel. Whereas the Chet HaMeraglim, everyone was involved. Yeah, the ganze Klal Yisrael cried and enjoyed the Meraglim who were the leaders of Klal Yisrael at the time. So he puts it into the Pasuk. He says, Boishnu kishomanu cherpo zeshiva osor betamuz. Why? Kishomanu cherpo. We heard embarrassing things. Mashaikin, the Elbaz, a kisso klimofoneinu, the embarrassment covered our own face. That's Tisha B'Av. Because the Tisha B'Av was for the Chet HaEgel, and the Chet HaMeraglim, and the Chet HaMeraglim, we were all involved. And then he goes on to explain what is the Chet HaEgel and what is the Chet HaMeraglim. So far, what do we have? Let's just make the cheshbon, the mathematics here. So we have Shivos or Betamuz and Tisha B'Av. Shivos or Betamuz seems to be more corresponding to the Chuban Bayis Rishon. Tisha B'Av is connected to Bayis Sheni. And the source of all this started from the Chet HaEgel and the Chet HaMeraglim. Chet HaEgel, Chet HaMeraglim. Bayis Rishon is connected to Chet HaEgel. Bayis Sheni connected to Chet HaMeraglim. So let's talk about what's negat to us, because we are now in Tisha B'Av, and we are now after the Chuban Bayis Sheni. So it seems to be that this is what we have to be mesaken, the Chuban Bayis Sheni. So let's focus on Chuban Bayis Sheni, on the Meraglim a little bit, because Chuban Bayis Sheni comes from the Chet HaMeraglim. Let's see what we can see about the Chet HaMeraglim. And through that we'll try and come back to 15th of Av, which is connected Tisha B'Av, which is connected the Chet HaMeraglim. Reb Chaim Shmuelevitz, famously, the famous words from Chaim Shmuelevitz. I want to choose a few words from Chet HaMeraglim, just to say a few, two, three short verdlach from Chet HaMeraglim, which you maybe have heard recently. Parsha Shlach wasn't so long ago. And we'll see over there that they all seem to be pointing at one thing in the Chet HaMeraglim. Reb Chaim Shmuelevitz asks, by the Chet HaMeraglim, they were punished Arboim Yoim Lashono Yoim Lashono. They were punished to be 40 years in the Midbar. And that's mamish. That's the oynish of the Chet HaMeraglim. Al kedei kach that we see over here that the two are corresponding with each other. That the two be'av, which is connected Tisha B'Av, yeah, which is the tshuva of Tisha B'Av, was when they finished the Chet HaMeraglim. That's what we said. The simcha of two be'av is when the Meraglim finished dying. When the people of the Midbar finished dying at the end of the 40 years. So says Reb Chaim Shmuelevitz, this 40 years. What is this 40 years? These 40 years were given Yoim Lashono for the 40 days that they went to Klal Yisrael. First of Chaim Shmuelevitz, it's very clear that the Chet HaMeraglim was because of Lashon Hora. Yeah, they came back by Yitziu Dibor al Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, when they came back, they told Klal Yisrael it was bad, and then Klal Yisrael said, we don't want to go to Eretz Yisrael, and they cried, the Bechir Shel Chinom. That is the Chet HaMeraglim. What does it have to do with the fact that there were 40 years going in Eretz Yisrael for 40 days? And he got punished 40 years, mamish keneged, the 40 days. And at kedei kach, I think there's a gemara that works out exactly that each day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them a kvitzas haderech, it should be 40 days so that they will have 40 years. You see that the 40 days are very vital and important in the Chet HaMorag. He says that when you have chet of Lashon Hara, it doesn't start from the dibur. We're all busy with don't speak Lashon Hara, don't speak Lashon Hara. The speech avada is the bad part of it, but it starts, the shirish of it starts, when chet Lashon Hara is, it starts when a person looks negatively at something. When a person looks at his friend or at a situation in a negative way, at Eretz Yisrael, in a negative outlook, his attitude is a negative attitude, and he doesn't want something, and he's negative against it, then automatically the next stage will be that he sees only the bad points about it, and therefore he'll afterwards say it over to his friends. So the chet of Lashon Hara is not really the dibur, it starts much earlier, it starts with the attitude, with the outlook beforehand, how he looks at things. And therefore the meraglim over here, when they came back, and they said the Lashon Hara, it started from how they walked in Eretz Yisrael. When they were walking for 40 days in Eretz Yisrael, they weren't walking with the attitude that this is the land that we are looking forward to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us we'll go to, and let's try and look at the good things in it. And no, they were looking at, we don't want to go, and therefore they started picking up and noticing all the Eretz Yecheles Yeshveo, and the people are dying, and all these things, and therefore they saw everything, nothing is perfect, and you're always going to see things which seem to you bad. And that's how it is. And it's like a funny thing, by Lashon Hara itself, we see many times, that you can sometimes have a person telling you, wow, that guy did such a terrible thing. But we're telling him, but your brother does the same thing, right? No, my brother, it's only because of this and that. Yeah. Look at that guy, he came late to davening. But you just came late to davening this morning. No, I came late because it was raining and I couldn't get out. So maybe that person also as well. No, see, it starts from the outlook. It starts from the negative look. And with B'myuchad, Taka see it more in Benonam Lachaveiro. Because Benonam Lachaveiro, you have the kina, you have the jealousy of someone else, and automatically you can't fagin yene so much. And therefore you see the negative things. So says Rav Chaim Shmuel, that's how it is by every chet Lashon Hara. It starts from the outlook. It starts from the outlook, and that's why when Yisrael, the Meraglim were punished Yoim Lashono for the walking in Eretz Yisrael, like he says, it's Lashon Yisrael Chaim Shmuel, it's them falsch gelernt. They went to Eretz Yisrael and they falsch gelernt, they learnt it wrong. They touched up wrongly. And we can still too famously, in the Medrash it says by the Gemara, or the Medrash, I don't know what it is, but it's very famous, that it says in it says by Eicho, that Eicho, Uomekoin and Eicho, and we look at Eicho, the order of the Aleph base. Yeah, all the Psukim are in the order of the Aleph base, but there's one switch over, that the instead of the Ayin come before the Pei comes before the Ayin. And the Gemara, the Medrash say that the Merakli will Makdim. It was Chavos Chelorah. They were makdim pele ayin. They were makdim pele ayin. What does that mean? They said things that they didn't see. So they asked the question: what's that? They were makdim pele ayin. They said things which they didn't see. So there wasn't any ayin involved at all. There was only pe. They took out the ayin. So let's leave out the ayin in Eicho. So the answer is: they say no. Avada, there was an outlook, but they instead of a person saying first I'm going to have my ayin and I'm going to have my ayin without any pe. The pen means what? How I am going to interpret it and judge it and say over to my friends. I must leave my pen next. The pen comes after the ayin. Start off with the ayin, focus on the ayin, and the ayin has to be a pure ayin just to see and to judge properly without any cheshboinus, inner cheshboinus, not forgetting yena, not wanting something. Just keep the ayin as a pure ayin. And then after that, you can come with your pen. You can say over what you saw. But if you're going to do the pen first, Peh meaning my own talking, my own understanding, my own negius, then that's where it's going to come out wrong. So that's the word from Chaim Shmuel Levitz.
Even though it was a machshava, the 40 days was a machshava to talk about.
Right. Say it earlier. They say even earlier when they left, it says that Voisashok Sherimoyu, and then it says Vayelchu Vayovoyu. That's the kasha. The Imoyemes. That's the kasha. It says Vayelchu Vayovoyu, and he said that it says Ma Biosom Beitzoro Afalichosom Beitzoro. So they ask Estira. Just another question. What you say? They ask Estira that it says Voisashok Sherimoyu. Akulam Anoshim Voisashok Sherimoyu. So the Imoyemes answered. Maybe this answers your question. That the Olam hears. His kasha is that that lichura HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't add eino metzarif machshava ro lemaisa only by avodah zarah. So if it wasn't avodah zarah, so the Imam says a chidush. I don't know. He says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not metzarif the machshava. No, I think it's he quotes a Gemara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not metzarif the machshava if it's eino oise pri. If the machshava actually brought out to some pri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is metzarif the machshava. So the Imam says that they taka they had a pesa machshava already at the time, but it wasn't a maisa, so they were kulam anoshim, they were ksheirim. But then afterwards, once they came back and they used that machshava, then they punished also the machshava. And according to Reb Chaim Shmuel Levi, the pshat would be they didn't have a plan to do things bad, but the machshava means that they weren't interested in going to Eretz Yisrael, and that's a cause for the later on for the Lashon Hara which they said. There's another vort along. So this is one vort of Chaim Shmuel Levi by the Meraglim. There's another vort on similar lines that I heard. I heard this from Reb David Zahn from Gates, from Sunderland Yeshiva in Gates, that Rashi asks, not Rashi asks, it says in the Pasuk of the Meraglim, I'm doing Chazor, yeah, the Olam maybe remembers all these words from Shlach, Parsha Shlach. It says by the Meraglim, it says, Vayalu Banegev, Vayovoy Ad Chevron. They went up in the Negev and then he came till Chevron. Who is he? Says Rashi, who is he? Says Rashi, was Kolev, how do you know it was Kolev? So I got to Cheshbon because it says later on in last week's parsha in Dvarim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Kolev the land that he walked in it. And then it says in the Novi that Kolev got Chevron. So it must be that in Parsha Shlach when Kolev came, it says he, Vayovo Yad Chevron, it must have been Kolev. Because Kolev was going to go. Frek the Rashbam, Rashi's grandson, that it says later on that the Meraglim said that they described Eretz Yisrael and they said that we came to Kiryas Arba. Veshom Anokim, Achiman, there were four Anokim in Kiryas Arba. And Kiryas Arba is Chevron. Kiryas Arba is a Chevron. So how can Rashi say that Vayovoi means calling? Yeah, good question. Frag the Rashma. So he Taka says that Vayovoi means each one of them. Vayovoi, each one of them are Raglim. It doesn't mean only calling. Say it. But the Shaili is, it's a Mamre Chazah. How do we answer Rashi? So I heard a Teretz from Reb David. He said like this. He said that no, it's a bit of a musadik vote, but he said that Kolev came to Chevron, whereas the Meraglim came to Kiryas Arba. In other words, they both came to the same place. Chevron and Kiryas Arba are the same place. Kolev came to Kiryas Arba, which he knew Kiryas Arba is the Moras HaMachpelah, where the Ovis are buried, Odom Rishon, Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. He came to daven there that Hashem should save him. He appreciated Chevron, that's why Hashem gave it to him. He realized, I'm going to Eretz Yisrael, where the Ovis are buried, I could be daven there that. He came to Chevron. The Meraglim arrived to the same place. And what did they see? They saw the giants. They saw, it's a scary place, not for us. So that's why it says, Vayovoy ad Chevron. Vayovoy. Only one person came to Chevron. Only one. The rest didn't come to Chevron. So, again, what do you see from this vault? A bit similar to Reb Chaim Shmuel Levi, the same idea. That the outlook was so such a different outlook on Kolev and Yeshua and the rest of the Meraglim that they came, that they were going to different places during the 40 walking days. The same as Chashmuel Levi says, during the days that they were walking, it was already a different hiluch. One more vote where we see the same idea is Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says that it's a famous zog of his. It says in the pasuk, "Vaniyeh beineinu kachagovim v'chein hoyinu beineim." The Meraglim came back and they said, "We were in our eyes like locusts, and so we were in their eyes." How did they know that it was in their eyes? Because they said, because Rashi says they heard them talking and saying that these people like ants in the fields. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, says that this is a rule in life. He says, when a person is vanir beinenu kachagovim, when a person thinks of himself as a piece of, as a little locust, as an ant, v'cheinu inu beinenu, then that's how other people will look at him, and that's what he's going to become. If he has such an attitude that he doesn't think much of himself, then that's how other people will look at him. Vanir beinenu kachagovim, v'cheinu inu beinenu. So we see from here that the ganz the chet ha-meraglim was a chet loshen hora. It was a chait, where the yesoid of the chait was, chait of emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it was a problem in their outlook, in how they were misyaches, in what sort of emunah, they didn't rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore they had a negative attitude, and through that, they didn't believe in themselves, and through that, that's where the chait, that's the shirush of the chait, that's where afterwards the Lashon Hara came from, And that's why the whole Chet HaMoragim came. So let's get back to the Cheshbon over here. If we have the Bais Rishon being Chorev for the Chet HaEgel, and the Bais Sheni being Chorev for the Chet HaMeraglim. The Bais Rishon, Gemara in Yuma says, is a Chorev because of the Gimel Averus Chamuros. Bais Sheni was Chorev because of the Chet of Sinas Chinom. Now, Sinas Chinom is also along the same lines. What is Sinas Chinom? Sinas Chinom means Sinas Chinom, can't stand someone, partially because I can't stand him. So it's partially the negative attitude, the outlook, the negative attitude. That's where the Bais Sheni was Chorev because of that. And now we're saying that the Tes Vov Av is going to be connected the Tisha B'Av, which the Tisha B'Av is mashma in that posuk, that in that medrash, in that gemara, that medrash that the Beis Halevi brought, Boishtu kishamanu cherpo kiso klimofoneinu, that the Bais Sheni, the Bais Sheni is chorav on is more misaches to Tisha B'Av. We speak about Tisha B'Av, we speak about the Bais Shachum Bais Sheni, and through that we have Tes Vov Av. Tes Vov Av for that. So what is Tes Vov Av in comparison to that? So there is a beautiful someone pointed out to me this Moira de Keloshen Rambam on Tes Vov Av, about Tes Vov Av. The Rambam is in Pirusha Mishnayis there, beautiful to see inside. I read it out to you, but it's good to look at it inside. The Rambam Pirusha Mishnayis explains this Tes Vov Av. He says the Simcha of Tes Vov Av. Now the Gemara brings a few time in for Tes Vov Av. We said that you had the Shevet Binyamin, weren't allowed to marry into Klal Yisrael, all that. But he focuses on that time of Rav Bachana Omar Rabbi Yochanan, that's when Kolu Meisei Midbo. Says the Rambam, explains what happened exactly. He says, Ubacharu Yom Chamisha Osor Be'av. Why did they choose the day of Tisha B'Av to have the Bachurois of Bnei Yisrael went out to dance in the Kormi? Why did they choose that day? Lefi Sheboi Nistalko HaMageifo Mimeisei Midbo Bishnoi Sarboim. The Mageifo, they had a Mageifo, a plague for 40 years, a 40 year plague. It was Nistalek on the day of Tisha B'Av. Why? So he says like this, what Lemaisa happened? Ki Amov Kamoves hoiso harbe, there was a death always bechol tes av. Every Tisha B'Av, that's when they dug their graves. The Rashi says that they used to dig graves on Tisha B'Av every year for 40 years. And some people got out of the grave and some people didn't. Ubeshono achroino nistalko. In the last year, it ended. Now, I don't know if that means that the last year nobody died, because I think some people must have died. But it was nistalko. So he says what happened. V'imtinu ad chatzi achoydesh. On the last year. Okay. I have it a bit shver from a Rashi, because Rashi day in the Meraglim says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu filled up the days of 60 years. So Rashi works out exactly the people died till the last year. Exactly. Yes, I don't know. This Rambam is mashma that year. Yeah, you're right. This Rambam is mashma that nobody died. I hear. Okay, could be, okay, say that, Kasha. So let's go, the Vayin Yisrael is mashma, nobody died. Oh, there was something special about that year, we're not sure exactly how, but there was something special about the year that they know nobody died. So he says like this, they waited till the Chatzi HaChodesh, means they waited till Tesvov Av. Tesvov Av was a day, I don't know why exactly Chatzi HaChodesh, maybe the whole Av is a day. So what's Chatzi HaChodesh?
Chatzi
HaChodesh
is the full
moon. It's Roiv HaChodesh. Okay. Limtina Chatzi HaChodesh. That's something to do. Okay, but as
they stayed. They didn't make a mistake with the date.
I see. You're saying they knew that by that time they've passed already Tisha B'Av. Okay. Ve'oz botchu benafshom. Says the Rambam Meloshen like this. One line Rambam. One and a half line. Ve'oz botchu benafshom. Botchu, they had bitochon in themselves. Ve'heminu be'atzmom. And they trusted in themselves. Ve'hergishu bo'i rotzen ha'boire. They felt on that day the rotzon, the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'hashovas apoy, and the return, the putting away of his anger, v'siluk chamosay mehem, and taking away his anger, his wrath from them. נכון. ואז בוטחו בנפשם והאמינו בעצמם. מה משאריך עושים לרמב"ם? He doesn't write normally in such a lotion. בוטחו בנפשם והאמינו בעצמם, in themselves, והרגישו בו ירוצה להבוירה ואשר ואז אפוי וסילוק חמוסי מהם, ולפיכוך אויסוי משום ואולו יוי משתה וסוסי. End of מסכת תניס. And since, because of that, so what is the simcha of Tu B'Av? Says the Rambam. Rambam teaches the simcha of Tu B'Av is that they were botchu benafshom. They realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is back. According to what we're saying, what the Chet HaMeraglim was, this is mamash the opposite of Chet HaMeraglim. But Chet HaMeraglim, and this I heard once a word, I think it was B'Shem, said B'Shem Rav Moshe Shapira, Zichron Levroch, he said like this. He says that the order we started off, we saying that there is an order over here. This Shivoso Betamuz, then Tisha B'Av, then we understand it's Mashma in the Mishnah. Then comes 15th of Av, and then Yom Kippur. What is these two levels? He says like this. He says that you always have in a chait. You always have when someone sins, you have a chait. You have an aveira, but then from that aveira, which a person did something wrong, you have an afila afterwards. A person afterwards falls from that chait. So he says like this. He says that the chet ha'egel was the chet itself, was the shoresh ha'chet, and the chet ha'meraglim is a toitzor of the chet ha'egel. It's mashma like that in midrashim that the chet ha'meraglim is a follow on from the chet ha'egel. But what happened in the chet ha'meraglim was that since it was a chet ha'egel, which was shoresh averus chamurus, that was avodah zara, that was gilui arayos, that was shfichus domim, that was the chet, that was the part that Klal Yisrael broke away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the way they were meant to behave. But after the Chet HaEgel, and through that followed the Chet HaMeraglim, was when it was Chal now, there was a nefila that the person falls from the Chet, and from then on, there's a negativity, he's meyush, he doesn't believe in himself. And that's what the Chet HaMeraglim was. In fact, the Sfasemes says about the Chet HaMeraglim that Be'etzem Klal Yisrael weren't roi. When they went to Eretz Yisrael, they taka weren't roi to Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Meraglim believed. They saw, according to our level, we're not gonna last in Eretz Yisrael. They realized that. But the chait was that they should have believed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that you can, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the koyach. So according to that, the chait HaMeraglim was, there was a nefila, there was a yush. There wasn't a belief in themselves. That's the mashma in Asfasemist. Because that's what he says, they were really taken not to you, but the taina on them was, they should have believed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that was that outlook, that negative outlook that we said before, that they come to Eretz Yisrael and we don't want it and we don't believe in it. That's a second stage that happens after a chait. A person has a chait itself, and then afterwards he falls from it and he doesn't believe in himself. And that brings more aveiros and lashon hara and sinas chinam, because there's a negativity. There's a bad attitude. There's a bad outlook. That's what the chait HaMeraglim was. And therefore, why is Tu B'Av a kapara, the medicine for Tu B'Av? Because like the Rambam says, on Tu B'Av, at the end of the 40 years, they got their positiveness back. They saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ended, finished. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said 40 years, and it's not forever. It's ended. That's what happened for you. It's ended. And now they saw, irgishu bo yirotzen aboyre, v'ashav asapon. And that's what Tu B'Av is. Tu B'Av is a yom simcha, which we... What is a yom simcha? What do? Do we have some mitzvah? Or for shaking lulav, or eating matzah, or something? No. The yom is a yom of simcha. That's what it is. It's a yom of getting our positive outlook back, our yom of simcha. If Tisha B'Av is a yom of evil, of sitting ba'avelus, of being sad that we're missing our Kodesh Baruch Hu, then Tu B'Av is a day when we rise, we pick ourselves up and we work on our positive outlook, on our fakert. We are proud. We are children of our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we are Klal Yisrael. And then afterwards we can have a Yom Kippur, which is going to be mechaper on the chait itself, on the chait ha'egel. Yom Kippur, yeah, every year we have the same cycle, every year. After we rise, after we have a Tu B'Av, and we rise, and we are positive, then we can work on the next part of fixing the chait, of cleaning ourselves, and we can have Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, the whole Elul. Oh, but first is the part that the person falls, and that creates an afila, a yush, which is what Tu B'Av is. I want to end off with a little story. A little story. But I want to before that say, I was impressed with a person. A person told me, I was actually sent on behalf of my koiler recently, and a person told me to try and help them, try and help raise funds. So I asked a person, and he told me that he can't now. So he said to me, Taka, I used to give in the past, but now I can't help out. You know, I'm a bit overcommitted, I have a law of a lot of new costs and things like that. I kind of, so he said, Chas v'sholem, I'm not complaining. I'm not complaining, everything is good, I have enough. And I was so impressed with him because I don't think he said it because of me. I think he said it. That was, I was just impressed with the man that he's working on his positive outlook to always make sure not to even say a negative word, a word that might sound negative. I'm tight, or I can't, and it's so hard now. No, he said, I'm not complaining, Baruch Hashem, and I hope to come back. But the person has to work on it. It's a avoido that the person has to constantly work on. I'm talking to myself. That the person has sometimes challenges and avera sometimes that he falls. And he has to be careful, you know, to always rise up again, to have this tu ba'av where we, Baruch Hashem, we get back to the simcha, to the So okay, I see that it's already late, but just the story, I think the famous story everyone knows it was with Reblazer Silva. We've said it here before. Sure, the Olam has heard it. Reblazer Silva went after the war. He went to Europe to meet Mechazik people. And he was once at one of these displacement camps, whatever you call them. And he was looking, DPs, and he was looking for a minion. And there wasn't a minion. And there were 9 people, but there was one person, asked another person, but they said, that person is too white. So he asked the person, why didn't you want to join us for a minion? The person said, I have nothing anymore to do with HaKadosh Baruch. Why not? He says, I was in the camps, and there was one person who had a pair of tefillin or a siddur, I think it was, and he used to charge people for using his siddur. And people would come and they would get 1 slice of bread per day and they would have to give him a half a slice or a whole slice, a half a slice. He would take it from them and give them, let them have the siddur, take half the slice. The people were dying and they never had. And he would do that for Yiddishkeit. He said, if this is what Yiddishkeit is, what it's a money-making business or something, I'm fed up, I've got nothing to do with Yiddishkeit anymore, I'm not going to join you for a minute. So Rav Lezer Silva answered him on the spot. He told him, he said, you shoyte, you duma, you shoyte. He said, why are you looking at the person, at that person who took away people's bread? Why aren't you looking at those people who gave away their bit of bread because they so believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Look at that. Look at the positive side. Instead of looking, chas v'sholem, at the negative voice. So keep your eyes praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Taka, help us to shtayg from this... From the Tisha B'Av and Faker to grow from it. And Tisha B'Av itself is not called a Moed. If a person is misavel properly and he realizes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what we're missing, and besides that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us back the Beis HaMikdash, which is time to stay positive. The Pasuk says in Zechariah, Ko Yom HaRashem Tzvoko, it's Tzoyim HaRavi, Tzoyim HaKhamishi, Tzoyim HaShvi, Tzoyim HaSir, Yiyah LeBeis Yehuda, LeSosoinu, LeSimcha, LeMoyadim, LeMeiru, LeMeinu, Amen.